mentioned several times during this Christmas season. I've gone back to it several times and mentioned it in a few of the services recently. 2 Corinthians 9 and 15, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Amen. Some of the other renderings of that verse say, thanks be unto God for his indescribable gift. His indescribable gift, which just simply means that we cannot put into words. We don't have the vocabulary to put it into words. And I'm convinced that when we have been in eternity for hundreds and thousands of years, we're still going to be learning about the greatness of this gift. Amen. Amen. We're going to, throughout all of eternity, we'll learn more and more about this wonderful gift. Isaiah 9 and 6 is another verse that we've mentioned recently from this great prophecy of Isaiah 700 plus years before Jesus was born. Isaiah saw it and prophesied, for unto us a child is born and unto us a son is given. That's the gift. That's the unspeakable gift. A child is born, a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Amen. I am so glad that we have received this wonderful gift. Actually, in the New Testament, there are more than 40 times that Jesus is referred to as the gift of God. The gift of God. Praise God. And the most prominent one is John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's the unspeakable gift that you and I have received from the Lord. But the wonderful thing about this is that we've received the gift of salvation. We've received the gift of eternal life. But it's going to be a continuing revelation to us throughout all of eternity of the greatness of this wonderful gift. That's what it says in Ephesians 2 and verse 7, that in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace. Amen. There's going to be this continuing revelation all throughout eternity. We're going to be learning more and seeing it more and understanding and comprehending it more throughout eternity, the greatness of the gift, the exceeding riches of the grace in his kindness toward us through Jesus Christ. For by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourself. It is the gift of God. Praise the Lord. It is the gift of God. That word in verse 8 there, for by grace are you saved. The word grace there comes from a Greek word, charis, which just means a gift. A gift. But then where it says it is the gift of God, it takes that word, the charis, and expands on it. It's the charisma or the charisma as we pronounce it now. And that means we've received the gift, but then the gift begins to pour through us. You see, we have been the recipients of the grace of God. And it's the will of God that we allow the Lord to use us to pour out of this wonderful gift. And to be, as we are recipients of the gift of God, we are to be pouring out the gift of God and being used of the Lord to pour out in every possible way that we can. 1 Peter 4 and 10. But as every man hath received the gift, that's all of us. If you're born again, if you're a Christian, you have received the grace of God. You have received this unspeakable gift. As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as stewards of the manifold grace of God. That's a wonderful word there. That word manifold, it means many-sided or many-colored. And it describes the body of Christ. That we've all received the gift of God, the grace of God has been given to us. But then it pours out of us, and it pours through our gifts, our callings. It pours out of us through our personalities and how God has created us, what he's made us to be and the way that he's gifted us. It's many-sided. He's poured into us the gift of God, and now we pour out this many-sided, this many-colored gift of God. Amen. That's the manifold grace of God that pours out many-sided, many-colored, and that's the variety. That's the variegated gifts of God that pours through the body of Christ. And every one of us, you might not think you have much value to the kingdom of God, but if you have received the gift of God, then you can be used of God. You can be used of God. And every one of us that have received the wonderful gift of God, this unspeakable gift, that we also have been called to pour out. To pour out the gift of God and to be used of the Lord. That's what 1 Peter says. As every man has received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as the ability which God giveth. It's the gift of God. God's given to us grace when we are born again, when our sins are forgiven, and we become Christians. And then, as a result of that, as Christians, we have this new nature. And this nature is like God. It's Christ-like. And that nature is to give. Amen. Amen. Now, if you find a selfish Christian, you find somebody that needs to go back to the altar. If you're all wrapped up in yourself and you're all self-consumed and it's all about you and your life and your situation, then you need to go back and take another dip at the altar. Amen. Because the gift of God, the grace of God that's poured into you is you are to become, by his grace, a vessel that God can use. A vessel that God can use. When you receive this gift of God, it's like it unlocks all the wonderful gifts of God that can flow out of your life. Amen. And we've witnessed it. We've heard testimonies about it tonight and how God uses you, how he can use any of us if we are willing to allow the Lord to pour through our lives to touch the lives of others. Amen. Not any of us are the same. Not any of us have the same callings necessarily or the same giftings. It's the many-sided, it's the many-colored body of Christ that pours out, the manifold grace of God that pours out of our lives and touches the lives of people in so many different ways. Praise God. So when you receive the gift of the grace of God, it initiates, it unlocks the gifts of God in you, and you begin to develop them, and as you use them for the glory of God, they expand, and you learn how to be greater used of the Lord, to pour out. That's what this unspeakable gift of God is all about. Amen. We're not to just receive it. We're to receive it and then become vessels that it pours through us. Amen. And we learn how to be giving Christians. And I don't mean just money. I mean, money is one aspect of it. Giving of your finances is one area that we give. But we are to give in so many wonderful ways. Amen. So many ways you can be used of the Lord. Amazing ways that God can use you. Prayer is an amazing gift of God to pray. and to intercede in behalf of others. What a wonderful gift that is. Amen. And Sister Faye, just because you think, well, I'm old and I can't do anything, I'm not worth anything. Oh, you don't realize how precious and wonderful the gift of prayer can be. Amen. Amen. Use that gift to pray for the body of Christ. Use that gift to be used of the Lord, to be filled with the Spirit of God and to pour out. Amen. The wonderful thing about giving is that we hear this phrase used a lot, you can't outgive God. And the fact is, the more that God pours into you, if you allow yourself to be a vessel to pour out, then he's just going to keep pouring in. He pours in and you pour out. And the more you are willing to be used of the Lord, then God will continue to supply for you. That's a principle, of course, that relates to our giving of our substance, of our finances. Proverbs 3, where it says, honor the Lord with thy substance and the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty. That's the principle. As you pour out, God pours in. And as you become the vessel that God can use, and there's no greater joy than being used of God. No greater joy. If you can just do something for God, then you're going to receive such a joy from that, such a happiness and a fulfillment comes from your willingness to be used of the Lord. So shall your barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. That's the principle. The principle, it, of course, it relates to your finances, but really it relates to every area of your life. As God pours his grace into you, then he supplies abundantly for you so that you can pour out and pour out and pour out again and again and again. Praise the Lord. Really, our giving, our ministry, our service in the kingdom of God is a part of our worship. It's not that we're pressured to do it. It's not that we feel like we're compelled to do it. It's wonderful when it is an overflow. It just overflows out of your heart. The grace of God has poured into me, and I can't keep quiet about it. I have to pour out. I have to bless. I have to give. I have to serve. I have to minister. I have to be used of the Lord because he has poured into me. So giving is really an act of worship, isn't it? It really is. And being used of God is an act of worship. Your ministry, my ministry, all of us have a call of God. We have various gifts. All of us different. All of us, it's a many-sided grace of God. It's a manifold grace of God. And that makes up the beautiful tapestry of the body of Christ, whereby we can all be used of the Lord. Amen. Not just one, not just a few. Not just those that you think, oh, they're really gifted. They can really do something with their life. Every one of us have received this gift of God. Amen. And we can pour out as an act of worship. Wonderful thing about giving is it's not just temporal. It's not just earthly. But when you do something and you do it in the name of the Lord, whatever service, whatever gift, whatever ministry that you do, when you do it in the name of the Lord, it doesn't just have an effect now, but it has an eternal impact. Amen. Can you imagine that your testimony, your prayers, your ministry could have an eternal impact? And again, this does relate to money, but it's not only in the area of finance. And the scripture in Matthew 6:19, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and thieves do not break through and steal. Praise God. You can be used of the Lord in giving, in serving, in ministry, in touching the lives of people. And as you receive this gift of God, this unspeakable, indescribable gift of God, so can you be used of the Lord to touch other people, to bless other people. Amen. To be used of the Lord to make an impact on the kingdom of God. It might be little children. It might be young people. It might be people that are your neighbors, those that are within your reach, within your area of influence, people that you can pour out to them. You've been gifted of God to do that, to bless the lives of other people and to pour out. And when you do, the same grace that was poured into you will be poured into them. Amen. That's like Sandy mentioned about the widow's effort the other night. We don't do it just out of sympathy or compassion. We do it because we know it can potentially have an eternal impact. We know it can touch lives for time and eternity. And so we have a higher goal, a higher motivation. When we go out to Christmas Carol, it's not just a holiday thing. It's a ministry. When you look at it as an opportunity to minister to people in their times of need, it has potentially an eternal impact upon their lives. Praise God. And everything that we do can make that kind of a difference as we are willing. If we recognize this wonderful gift that has come to us, we can't put it into words. We can't describe it. We just know that we have been blessed to receive the grace of God in our life, and we're not to just contain it and possess it, but we are to let the Lord flow through us. Amen. The grace of God. Amen. That's the manifold grace of God, the many-sided grace of God, the many-colored grace of God that pours out of the body of Christ. And what an impact can be felt from the ministry of a church when every member recognizes it's not just the people that are in the doing the music or just the ones that are in the pulpit. No, no. Every member, every person has a gift, has a calling, has a ministry, has an opportunity to be used of the Lord. And when you do, you will receive such joy. There's such joy that comes. Amen. When you recognize this is the gift of God that He's given to me, and I want to use it to glorify God and to minister to people, then you will receive such joy, amen, in your life from doing that, amen. So when you become a Christian and you receive this wonderful gift of God, you become an instrument in the hands of God. You become an instrument of God's grace, and this gift flows through your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord for this unspeakable gift. Amen. We don't just receive it, but it pours into us and flows through us. Praise God. Amen. God gives us so many opportunities to do ministry. And if you've been saved, then let the Lord use you. This Saturday morning at 10:30, we're going to meet. And we're going to do the Peanut Butter and Jesus Outreach this weekend. It's going to be colder this weekend. I understand Sunday evening when we're caroling, it's going to be pretty cold. Just bundle up and get as warm as you can and come and help us. And when we see it for what it is, amen. It's not just a holiday tradition. This is something we're doing to try to make an impact in the lives of people for the glory of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Father, we just thank you for this unspeakable gift, the blessing, Lord, of knowing you and serving you. And Lord, the great joy that comes, Lord, from being a vessel that your grace can flow through us. And I pray, Lord, that each one here tonight would recognize how blessed they are to know you and to have received of your grace. And help us, Lord, to make ourselves available to you, Lord, to use us to touch many, many people for the kingdom's sake. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you all.